This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a nine-minute story about a long day's journey into night. But first, minivans are safer, cheaper, and get better gas mileage than suburban utility vehicles. Soccer moms find them useful. Environmentalists don't pelt them with pamphlets. But the minivan is not hip. Our protege, Diana Douglas, drives a big white minivan, but still has aspirations to hipdom. She investigated just what it might take to create minivan chic.
Just say the word.
My girlfriends and I pull up to the curb of a downtown club. We've discreetly begun sizing up the crowd and the competition. It's always a good night for dancing when even the streets are packed with people. But our game is a little off when we all pile out of a 1992 white minivan. I'm 25, I have no children, and I'm driving my mom's old Mercury Villager. It still has the preschool carpool numbers on the windshield and old juice boxes between the seats in the back. The minivan's image problem is as obvious as its dual sliding doors. I can't wave at a pair of cute boys in a Jeep Wrangler from a minivan and expect them to wave back. Todd Nissen is a spokesman for the Ford Motor Company that made my minivan.
It does have a stigma of moms and kids, but that hasn't really hurt sales. And in fact, we see sales, for the most part, stable as even Gen Xers, heaven forbid, come around and see that minivans can be kind of useful.
Last year, Ford sold 149,000 minivans and almost a million SUVs. Nissen says that parents will often buy their first minivan after having kids and will buy minivans for the rest of their lives. Even the shape of the minivan is maternal. Stan went up on its back wheels, and it would look like a pregnant woman. Market research by auto companies has shown minivan buyers are more likely to go to church, more likely to volunteer, and are more cautious drivers than the SUV crowd. This is not the image I want. Todd Nissen.
We don't target young single people specifically. By and large, you find, you know, households are more of the minivan buyers and are the people who will probably see more of the marketing at them.
I may have to reinvent the minivan street cred myself. I called Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the advertising firm in New York City, whose past clients include MTV, Out Magazine, and The Village Voice. How would they make minivans cool? The first thing strategic planner Robin Hafitz told me was that the name, minivan, has to go. She says just call it a van, and the product could use a facelift.
Turn the seats towards each other, you know, make the sound system really amazing, or add a stripe.
For the revolution, the Mad Dogs and Englishmen advertising team pictures a target group of young people who, above all, respond to irony. Advertising copywriter James Robinson said if the kids who wear nerdy thick-rimmed glasses and listen to vinyl records started driving them, minivans would be reborn.
It would be the, I'm so cool, I'm driving a minivan and I don't care. You know, it's by not caring what's cool and what's not cool, the person driving it becomes cool.
So, for the new minivan, what would be the perfect music?
Weezer, Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips.
Yeah. Oh, Yoshime.
The Mad Dogs creative director, Deacon Webster, says that minivan chic should happen on the down low. No billboards, TV commercials, or full-color magazine ads.
If the word gets out that you're trying to make minivans cool, it's never going to happen. So, you know, I would say no, you don't want to go start buying, 30-second spots on Friends. You want to maybe get them into a music video. It's a lot better to have it someplace like that with somebody that people can relate with than to just start buying big billboards in Times Square.
It may take a while to coax SUV lovers across America into minivans. Right now, I can only dream of rapper Busta Rhymes in a music video cruising Las Vegas in a minivan. But who knows? Maybe with the right mix of subtle humor and irony, even he could be persuaded. Deacon Webster is optimistic.
Obviously, these things take time, you know? If we were given time and the ability to make some changes, I think anything can be done.
Starting in 2005, General Motors will call the minivan the Crossover Sport Van, or CSV, which rolls off the tongue just like SUV. A turnaround may be coming. I just hope it happens while I'm still young enough to enjoy it. For NPR News, I'm Diana Douglas.